or distractions.
A helicopter heading to the Super Bowl crashed just west of the Nevada border. All six people on board died. Michael Graham is with the NTSB.
The helicopter was not equipped with a cockpit voice recorder or a flight data recorder. This helicopter was not required to be equipped with those type of recording devices.
So who's going to win the Super Bowl? Fans are ready for the game in Las Vegas.
We want 49ers to win, but Chiefs are going to be very tough to beat. We want Purdy to come and make it big.
Kickoff's at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch Super Bowl 58 on CBS. CBS News Brief, I'm Stacey.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will gradually turn sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. West winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in lower 20s. Full sunshine expected on Monday with highs near the 40-degree mark. Cooler on Tuesday with upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Hi, and welcome to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Each week, we take 2 hours and we listen to old and new country songs that have been forgotten over the years or maybe have been ignored in more recent years. We pick a theme each week. The theme this week is cheaters. So we are talking all about cheating cheaters. This is a theme that's very common in country music. I think it goes back to the beginning of country music. We're going to play some songs from the greats like Hank Williams. We're going to play a few songs from artists like Porter Wagoner. And then also we're going to play some songs that have that real strong traditional sound that's coming out from artists today. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that. The first song that we're going to play on today's show really kicks us off by looking back and exploring the first cheating song in, I guess, what is modern country music. It's a song that I think most people know. It's a song that people have seen on movies and in films. It's a song that has been covered by dozens and dozens of artists over the years. It's by Hank Williams. It was written and performed by Hank Williams, although it was released after his death. And I think that it is a song that really embodies almost an entire genre of music. So many of the songs that we're going to be listening to today are more of a reference back to this song. It almost seems like every artist today needs to have one or two or three really strong cheating songs. And I think that that's because of Hank Williams. And I think that that's something that we see in this next song. And it's something that I think we've seen now for almost the last 70 years in country music. So first up, we have to play it first. It's the all-time standard. This is Your Cheating Heart by Hank Williams.
Try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole
not through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
All right, next up we have a classic song from Dolly Parton. This is a song that I think everybody's absolutely going to know. It's a song that was written in 1973, but has really made a comeback in the last, 10, 15 years. It was rated as one of the top songs of all time by Rolling Stone in 2004. And it was like listed as number 217. And now in 2021, it's moved up the charts for all time greatest songs and is listed at 63. So I think the older that this song gets, the more people appreciate it. It was actually written about a bank clerk who was said to have flirted with Dolly Parton's husband. And then also the name was taken from a woman who got on stage to get an autograph from Dolly Parton. And I think it has one of the most classic thumb-picking guitar riffs that you'll hear. That was from Chip Young. He played with all of the greats, Kris Kristofferson, George Jones, Waylon Jennings, just about anybody. So I know you're going to recognize this one. This next song is Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
I think just about every artist has a story about a song that they wrote in just a matter of minutes. And that's definitely true for this next song that we're going to play for you. I know on this show we celebrate forgotten and ignored country songs. And this next song, I got to be honest, and I think you're going to see here what I mean. This is not a forgotten or ignored song. In fact, this is probably one of the most famous songs Loretta Lynn put out. And it was written in just a matter of minutes. Loretta Lynn was telling the story of writing the song a few years back for a documentary. And she said that a fan had come backstage to talk with her. And that night, a former boyfriend or ex-husband or something like that was in the audience with his new partner. And Loretta Lynn said to that fan, "Honey, that woman's not woman enough to take your man." And that's how we got this next song for you. So the next song that we're going to play is "You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man" by Loretta Lynn. Well, the next song, I think you're going to probably know, or it might at least sound familiar to you if you're a fan of 90s country music. It's a song that was made popular in the mid-90s by Alan Jackson. It's a song that I remember growing up and hearing quite a bit. But I didn't know, or I didn't find out till later, that it was a song originally written in the 80s by an artist named Charlie McLean, who was a up-and-coming artist in the late 70s, early 80s. And I wanted to play her version of the song because that was the first version that was made popular. But I also think it's a better song when it's sung from the perspective of a woman. I think one of the things that we see in country music is that the cheating songs change dramatically depending on the perspective that they're coming from. We see with Jolene and You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man that it's a little bit of a different tone than we hear from Hank Williams with Your Cheating Heart. So I wanted to include this song. It's definitely one you probably know, although you might not remember this specific version. This song is Who's Cheating Who by Charlie McLean. Well, we're just getting started here on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from Red Foley, Bella White, John Anderson, and Mo Bandy. It's a mix of old and new country songs. You're going to want to hear it. Stick around.
WIRI Nacoosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy me finding you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Let me sit down and buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. 'Cause this is a hangout of mine. I come here quite often to listen to music and to taste yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Yesterday. Yesterday's wine. We're aging with time. like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. Lord, I bet you've seen things in your time. Come sit down here with us and tell us your story. If it's true, you like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine.
On his parents passing on a love of music.
They really did. I mean, my whole family just, it seemed like they were really consumed by music. I, as a small kid, you know, before I ever bought any records and could buy any records, I just remember everybody having records. My big sister had records. My big brother had a great record collection. And Mom and Dad played music all the time. I mean, it was everything from Canned Heat to Jim Reeves and anything in between, you know, and it was just great. And there was always a lot of live music around. My dad played some and would occasionally have bands, and we'd all play and have, you know, lots of fun musically. It was always, there'd be nights when some people would come by and we'd just sit and play. For a long time I just got to listen, then I got to start playing along. 105.5.
Hey, I'm Billy Currington.
105.5 FM.
I don't want to rush this thing. I don't want to jump the gun. I really want to say those three little words, but I'm gonna bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling. Are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. Much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too. Bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I.
As for us and our house, we listen to country. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Time for me to lay my heart.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Today's show is all about cheating songs. There are so many country songs about cheaters and cheating. When I was compiling today's playlist, I was a little bit shocked at how many songs are out there. And so many of the cheating songs in country music go back to the early days. And I think the influence of Hank Williams cannot be overstated. And there's a number of artists that emerged in the late 30s and 40s and after World War II that really picked up on this idea. And I think it's so interesting because in one sense, you have songs that are coming from gospel music. And in another sense, you have songs coming from the honky tonks. And oftentimes they are coming from the same artist. It's this Saturday night sinner, Sunday morning saint dynamic that we see so often in country music. And the next song that we're going to play, I think, is from an artist who really embodies that Sunday night or that Saturday night sinner, Sunday morning saint mentality. The artist is Red Foley, and he's an artist that really cut his teeth in gospel music. One of the songs, if you're a fan of old gospel music, that you might recognize that he made famous was Peace in the Valley. And it's a beautiful gospel song. And I think he was most known for that type of music. But he also sang honky-tonk songs as well. And that's the next song that we're going to play for you on today's show. And I think the reason why I like this song is I think for the time, especially coming out in the 40s, early 50s, this song was a little bit surprising because it kind of gives both perspectives, the man's perspective and the woman's perspective. So often you really see, especially in those really early days of country music, that it was men kind of singing those honky-tonk songs. And I think this one was a little bit more self-aware and maybe ahead of its time. So this is Cheating on Your Baby by Red Foley.
Oh, when you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. And when you're fooling round somebody, don't forget somebody may be fooling round your baby too. When you're stepping out and having lots of fun, don't forget that two can play the game as well as one. So when you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. Get somebody, maybe fooling round your baby too. When you're stepping out, having lots of fun, don't forget that two can play the game as well as one. And when you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. Your baby may be cheating on you.
Rolling Stone referred to this next artist as pure Appalachia heartbreak. And I couldn't agree with them more. She has a classic Appalachia sound, but she's not even from Appalachia. And actually, she's not even from the United States. She's from Calgary, Canada. And I think that seems fitting, though, because there are so many artists. I think of Coulter Wall as another one who are coming out of Canada and playing this real proud traditional country sounding music, but doing it in a little bit of a new way. And oftentimes people refer to this as Americana music. And sometimes I think that that's doing it a disservice because there are so many country music fans out there who aren't looking for Americana music, who really love that traditional outlaw independent country sound that we heard, especially through the 70s and 80s, that connects back to those 1950s and 1940s artists as well. And too often they're just frankly ignored. So I'm excited to play this next song. It's by Bella White and it's called Now She Knows What It Feels Like.
Well, rolling like the fields, she rolled alongside you. She was hurt when you traded her in to find somebody new. Now her longing days are over. You didn't think she could see this through. And now she can hardly remember what it feels like to love you. That longing look down deep in your eyes was only fueled by the after she had been denied by so many just like you. With your tongue in your cheek, it was hard for her to see all the power that you abused. And now she knows what it feels like to fall out of love with you. By the booze. Well, after she had been denied by so many just like you. With your tongue in your cheek, it was hard for her to see all the power that you abused. And now she knows what it feels like to fall out of love with you.
I love country songs about country songs. And not only is the next song that we're going to play a country song about country songs, it's a country song about cheating songs. And it's the perfect song, frankly, for today's show, which is all about cheating songs. And it's by an artist who has reemerged later in his career. I love a late career comeback. That's something I think we see uniquely in country music. I think of Johnny Cash and John Prine and all these amazing artists who were popular for decades and then maybe fell off the mainstream a little bit, reinvented themselves and came back later in their career. That's something that John Anderson has done as well. He's connected himself to that emerging generation of country singers who have that independent and outlaw streak to them. So this next song is an absolute must for this show. It's by John Anderson, who I absolutely love. And I love both the older songs, which this is an older song, and the newer song. This song is She Just Started Liking Cheating Songs. And like I said, it's by John Anderson.
She just started liking cheating songs. That's what's bothering me. I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. As far as I know, she's been true. But lately she's had
she just started liking cheating song. And what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. To admit, I do some looking too, but she's the only one I love. She still tells me she loves me, but I wonder if my love's enough. 'Cause she just started liking cheating songs, and what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. Yeah, she just started liking cheating song. And what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes.
Next up, we have a song from a Mississippi artist who was active in the 1970s and 80s. It's somebody that I didn't know until more recently, and somebody that you might have forgotten or maybe never heard of. But I love his music. It's a great classic sound. He was friends with Lefty Frizzell, and I think you can just really hear the influence of artists like Lefty Frizzell on his music. Some of the songs that were made more famous, I think his most famous recording was Bandy the Rodeo Clown, which I think was originally written by Lefty Frizzell. And it just has that real strong country storytelling element to it. It's something that we talk a lot about on this show. And the whole reason I love this show is I love going back and finding songs that I haven't heard in a while. And this is definitely one of those songs. And also, again, it's a country song about country songs, and not just any type of country songs. It's a country song about cheating country songs. And today's show is all about cheating songs in country music. It's called I Just Started Hating Cheating Songs by Mo Bandy.
Today, the midnight oil's all over someone. And those forbidden places aren't forbidden anymore. If my back door could talk, it would tell me that my borrowed angel's been this far before. I just threw found out my woman is the devil. I just started hating cheating songs today. Did she sleep in your arms last night, mister? Were you the one who gladly helped her make it through the night? Did she whisper, it's not love, but it's not bad? Did she forget to wait you up to say goodbye? I just threw my last bottle at the jukebox when I heard I just found out my woman is the devil. I just started hating cheating songs today.
Well, we still have a lot of cheating songs left on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from Linda Ronstadt, Porter Wagoner, Barbara Mandrell, and Kenny Rogers. Stick around.
Hi, folks. This is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and you're listening to Country Legends 24/7. Don't you just love it? This is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and more country legends are on the way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will gradually turn sunny today with highs in the upper 30s, west winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in lower 20s. Full sunshine expected on Monday with highs near the 40-degree mark. Cooler on Tuesday with upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Thank you.
country as a turn of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
Yeah. Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Brief, hours away from the kickoff for Super Bowl 58. CBS's Jared Hill is in Las Vegas.
Fans are fired up and the bets are rolling in. From who'll take home the Vince Lombardi trophy to how often Taylor Swift shows up on screen and what guests Usher might pull on stage at halftime.
After former President Trump said he warned NATO allies to spend more on defense or Russia can do whatever the hell they want, Nikki Haley told CBS,
"We do want NATO allies to pull their weight, but there are ways you can do that without sitting there and telling Russia, have your way with these countries."
To mark today's World Day of the Sick, Pope Francis invited Catholics to reflect on the words, "It is not good for man to live alone."
He called for a more compassionate approach to care for the sick and vulnerable and urged people to tend to the wounds of solitude and isolation.
That's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will gradually turn sunny today with highs in the upper 30s, west winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in lower 20s. Full sunshine expected on Monday with highs near the 40-degree mark. Cooler on Tuesday with upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Each week, we take 2 hours and we celebrate classic country songs from classic artists that have left a real impact on country music but have been forgotten over the years. And we also listen to new and emerging independent artists that carry that proud traditional country music tradition.